Thursday. Today is October the 17th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, we all know that trade plays a huge role in agriculture, especially when we take a look at the numbers we had earlier in the week from the World Ag Supply and Demands Estimate Report. We need to find a home for our products, and the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association is working on just that. We'll visit with Wendy Osborne, Director of Market Development, after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting today with Wendy Osborne. She is Director of Market Development with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. Wendy, thanks so much for your time. You've been a busy lady, as trade probably now is as important as it's ever been in both the corn industry and the wheat industry, with market prices seemingly low compared to how they have been with trend lines, and just the need for those new opportunities out there. Talk a little bit about the work that Ohio Corn and Wheat does when it comes to the buyers that are looking for our corn. Is that primarily what they're looking for, is corn, or how much of the conversation goes to the DDGs or even the ethanol or other products of the corn?
Yeah, this specific group was that we hosted from the Philippines was specifically, they were buyers of corn for animal feed. And so they worked in the poultry and the pork industry. But the Philippines also has a 10% mandate on ethanol. So they're one of our largest ethanol buyers as well. And they're actually moving to 20% ethanol as well in their country. And so they've been a great partner as they're looking at reducing their emissions in their country. But we focus really heavily on not only corn, but DDGs. They've been a huge buyer of dry distillers grain. Most of them are, these buyers are buying on containers because the country actually consists of about 7,000 islands. And so they have the landmass of similar to Arizona. And so they're buying a lot of container shipments versus vessels.
Very interesting. Let's flip the switch if we can. Let's talk wheat just for a little bit. I assume a lot of what wheat buyers are looking for is similar in terms of just volume of product, but then also price and sustainability. But wheat, unlike corn, probably in a lot of parts of the world, is also used more for human food, is more so even than livestock. Talk a little bit about that, if you will. What are some of the countries that are coming, visiting us, looking to purchase wheat, looking for?
Yeah, we have a lot of millers and bakers that come in as to buyers of wheat. And again, you mentioned that that's going to mostly to human consumption. So quality is really important. And there's six classes of wheat in the United States, all have a very distinct function or use. Some soft dried winter wheat, which is what we grow here in Ohio and most of the eastern United States, is kind of a softer type of wheat. So it's used primarily for cookies and cakes and baking. Whereas on the western part of the United States, a lot of that wheat is going to make pasta and bread. So educating our buyers on the classes of wheat that we have here in the United States, and then also highlighting the quality of the wheat, and also educating them again on the what wheat would be best for what baking needs or pasta needs that they have is very important.
Well, I know with your trade missions, an important thing you do is actually get the visitors out to farms in Ohio and meeting with some of the board members and some of the farmers. What's the response or the relationship like on the part of the international guests to be able to go out and see that firsthand?
That's always the highlight of their mission here, is to be able to get actually out on the farm to see where their product is raised, that's, you know, again, being exported around the world. And so I think it's a great way for our farmers to also build relationships with those buyers, but to be able to see that product growing and to build those relationships is really key. We were able to, this last trade team we just brought out to a farm in Farmersville, Ohio, and Nathan Lyas was able to talk about also some of the sustainability practices and how he cares for the environment. So being able, again, to not only see corn harvest, but also to talk about some of the sustainability practices was really important.
Stay tuned. We'll be back to visit more with Wendy after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at CropCoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our visit with Wendy Osborne, Director of Market Development for the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association, talking trade. When it comes to the transportation you mentioned and the ability to get product to them, as we've looked at challenges with low levels in the Mississippi River, all the geopolitical things going on around the globe that are impacting international shipping, how much does that enter into conversations or not so much with these trade teams?
Yeah, it's very important. And so we had the opportunity to take them to a container shipper to see where the containers were loaded and talk about some of those barriers and things that they were doing. Last week, we were in Columbus where they were shipping those containers. And because of the strikes last week, they were already moving shipments to the West Coast to get those shipments out. And so to see the logistics and how well they've pre-planned is really important. We were also able to go to an ethanol plant and CDDGs moving by rail car. And then we also were at the Ohio River where we were able to see barges loaded. So the supply chain and how they're addressing those issues, those facilities were able to talk through some of those challenges. Again, we have plenty of challenges throughout the world with transportation. It's been pretty much a hot topic around the world and with moving all kinds of goods. But the United States is positioned really well for trade. We are the second largest exporter of all goods, and we're also the largest importer of all goods. So exports are really critical, and as well as imports. But we have a couple of advantages. We have the Atlantic Ocean. We have access to the Pacific Ocean, a lot of ports. We have a great rail system that goes throughout the entire United States. So we're not only able to rail to Canada and Mexico, which are large buyers, but we also are able to get grain that's needed to move either to the West Coast or East Coast. And then the Ohio River system. It's amazing how many trucks can fill barges and how many barges it takes can hold on vessels. And so we have a lot of advantages in the United States, just trying to highlight those advantages to our buyers as well.
That's interesting. Talk a little bit about the work that Ohio Corn and Wheat does. What are some of the biggest hurdles maybe that we're facing in terms of challenges expanding our trade or continuing to grow it?
Yeah, I think the agriculture industry as a whole really just needs to continue to share that message with their neighbors and friends, just how important trade is. Again, we are a large importer of goods and we are a large exporter of a lot of agricultural goods. So just stressing the importance to the agriculture industry. And again, we have a huge supply of corn and wheat that we cannot consume here domestically. And so again, making sure that we're sharing that message that trade is key to getting an improvement in some of these prices that will help. And there's a lot of countries that want our product.
Great work being done by our guest today, Wendy Osborne, Director of Market Development with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association. Again, those are your checkoff dollars being put to work. Wendy, thanks so much for your time and for all you do.
Thank you.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.